Okay. Welcome, everyone, to the WBAI Local Station Board Local Finance Committee meeting. My name is R. Paul Martin. I'm the WBAI Local Station Board Treasurer and Chair of this committee. Okay. The first thing we're required to do, and I can see up here we have a quorum of members, so I don't have to do a fast roll call. We'll do a roll call in a bit. The first thing we have to do is, the computer is slow today. The first thing we have to do is adopt an agenda. Okay, I move that we adopt the following agenda, and I'm gonna amend this on the fly as I read it out because the general manager isn't here. And I have no email from him saying anything about any of this. So, all right. I move we adopt the following agenda. 1, call to order 7 p.m. 2, approval of agenda 20 minutes. 3, identify timekeeper 2 minutes. 4, roll call 2 minutes. 5, excused absences 5 minutes. 6, treasurer's report 15 minutes. And then I'm going to skip down to set next meeting date 5 minutes. 9, new business 10, adjourn no later than 9 p.m. Eastern. Okay, that's the motion on the floor, and I have cut out the item number 7, WBAI manager's report on W's finances, because it's not here. All right, is there any debate or question about this motion? Hearing none, is there any objection to passing the motion to adopt the agenda? Hearing none, it's passed without objection. Okay, next item is identify timekeeper. Who wants to be the timekeeper? Jack?
I actually don't want to be the timekeeper, but I will.
Oh, thank you.
No, I'm trying to get the message of the contact information. What is the email address of the Finance Committee? Because I have an address here, but it's not going through. I hate to ask.
All right, let's do this item. Will you be timekeeper?
Yes, sir. I'll get the clock.
Okay.
Is this the wrong address, Apple?
What do you...
Finance Committee at googlegroups.com. That's what it has.
Let me look.
I got to get the timer, like I said. I'm sorry. I'm upset that the information isn't there. That's how I always would join the meeting.
Yeah.
And now that we're using phone as opposed to Zoom, where I went on the phone as opposed to getting on the Zoom, and now you're saying to me, oh, get a clock. And I know most people here are friendly. But I think of what they just did there was malicious.
WBAI LSB Finance Committee.
Let me see
at googlegroups.com.
Because I take addresses from replies, WBAI LSB Finance Committee. Is that how you spell it?
Oh, God. Jack, I'm not
going
to do
this
right
now. Go
on.
I have my clock. Just tell me how much time you want, and we'll fix all this confusion later.
Okay. Next item is roll call, so I will call.
Time, how much you want, 5?
2 minutes, but let me get it in there.
That's 20.
My computer is exceptionally slow today for some reason. Something's going on with it. Oh, well. Okay. Please answer up when you hear your name. Joan DiLorenzo.
I'm here.
Jack DePalma.
Hello, Paul. This is Jack.
Noel Jamison.
Here.
R. Paul Martin here. Matt Mazza.
Here.
Allie Murphy. James Sagerton.
Here.
Michael D.D. White. M.K. Williams.
Here.
Okay, so that's seven. That's certainly a quorum. All right, the next item is excused absences.
Oh, 2 minutes?
5 minutes. Okay. All right, so we have a request from Allie Murphy to be excused from this meeting. Let me check and make sure. Oh, God. Okay. Let me check and make sure that nobody has sent something in asking for an excused absence that's, you know, taking a while to get there. And something's incoming. But it's not that. Oh, God. Okay. All right. So that's the motion, to excuse the absence of Allie Murphy. Is there any debate or questions on that motion? Is there any objection to the motion to excuse Allie Murphy's absence from this meeting? Hearing none, passed without objection. Next item is Treasurer's Report, and I'll give that. Okay, and I'll tell you what the time is in a second.
How much time you want?
Yes, I'll tell you what the time is in a second. And let me just put that there. Okay, the time for this is 15 minutes. Okay. Boy, that thing makes a lot of noise.
Sorry, Paul. You want 15, not 5.
15, yes. You got it? I assume you got it. All right.
I heard me count it out.
At the June 9th, 2026 NFC meeting, the executive director talked us through the Pacifica consolidated financials for the period ending February 28th, 2026. She said that the numbers for KPFA's revenue were not accurate because there were delays in entering that revenue going back to 2022 or 2023. As a result, the consolidated numbers, which includes all of Pacifica, is not accurate. The NFC has not yet authorized the release of that document to the public, so we're not going to be able to get a lot of detail out of that. The executive director said that the national office is moving KPFA's bank account to Bank of America, where all of the other bank accounts in Pacifica have been for some time. So that got done at last. The executive director said that Pacifica was paying essential bills like payroll and the health insurance premiums. She said that the national office had divided up the cost of the elections and the audits, and that the stations and the national office are being tasked with making regular monthly payments to cover those. I asked a question raised in our last local finance committee last month about the amount that each station was being asked to pay toward the audits. The national business manager said that the figure was $7,200 per month per unit, and that this payment would keep being billed through the end of calendar year 2026. The executive director said that Pacifica was getting no central services payments from KPFK and WBAI, and that there were delays in getting that information from them. She said, getting those central services fees from them. She said that she and the national business manager were getting a little nervous about whether money will be coming in to cover the bills. She said that WBAI was having trouble paying the tower rent bill. She said that 1 month of the WBAI tower rent bill, totaling about $17,900, had been paid on the day of that meeting. That paid off the bill for October 2025. She said that finances are tight. The NFC discussed ways for WBAI to raise a lot of money to cover the arrearage of the tower rent, which I've been told was about $170,000. There may be a dedicated on-air fundraiser to raise that money soon, along with some other fundraising measures. In answer to a question from James Sagerton, the national business manager, said that the WBAI cash flow situation was about the same as it had been 2 or 3 years ago. So WBAI's cash flow is not good. That consolidated income statement is not released for public consumption yet, but I will say that WBAI shows up in the red through the end of February. In the past, big on-air fundraisers to pay off the tower rent have lessened the tally in the next regular on-air fundraiser. It's called donor fatigue. Executive director said that the general manager may also be doing a tower rent newsletter or email blast to raise money. My impression is that that was going to be in addition to some sort of a thon to raise money on air. But I don't know. This is up in the air as far as I know. In the 18 years that I've been on the NFC, there have always been delays from some stations in getting information to the auditors. KPFA was always a source of delays, and with moving them to Bank of America finally, it looks like the national office is taking action on that. Pacifica and WBAI are still cash-strapped. My pessimism about the future continues. The next NFC meeting is scheduled for Tuesday, July 7th, 2026, at 8:30 p.m. Wait a minute, is that it? Let me look at that. Nope. Yeah, that's wrong. It's July 14th. The next NFC meeting is scheduled for Tuesday, July 14th at 8:30 p.m., and it's going to be on teleconference. Okay, so that's the report. Are there any questions on the report?
You have 9 minutes.
Thank you. Any questions or anything else on that report?
I have a comment.
Okay. Kay, go ahead.
Well, what about everything we've said in the past about our central services not being adequately credited, our requests not being, they missed out on a $25,000 request because they didn't do the work necessary. They should chalk that up as our central services. They were charging us $7,000 for processing fees of our payroll payments for several months. I mean, years, and they should count that as our central services. We've paid for some national programming on these No Kings Act days, and they should count that as our central services. So what do they say in response when the general manager says, also the money they took from the Radio Maria, I know that two of them were in KPFT, but one was in our area and they took that money too. So, and we got the money for them. So why don't they, what do they say when these issues are brought up?
Well, they say different things about different things, but the main thing that gets said is Pacifica is one big thing, and all the money that comes in goes there, which I think is bogus, because in that case, all the bills are for everybody, and therefore they shouldn't be trying to tally who's paying central services fees. But this is what we got. So.
I have another question.
I've got a big echo on here, I think.
All right.
If you're not me or Kay at this point, please mute so that we don't get that stuff going on. So anyway, yes, they keep doing this, and we do bring it up. As I mentioned, I brought that up, and at the previous meeting, I brought up, hey, the general manager does a lot of work for Pacifica, including the various things Kay just mentioned, and they're not giving us any credit for that, but they should. And there's actually some lip service to that on the NFC, but nobody's acting on it. And with meetings only being once a month, and with the chair trying to make the meetings last a very short time, if possible, we do end up not necessarily getting to everything at these meetings.
I have one other question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Regarding the levy to pay for the audits and the election. The question was also brought up, what is the central services going for? Do we have a profit and loss statement about how much they're getting in from those three stations that are paying, and how much they're spending on? I mean, I understand they have a lot of employees at that central office. Do they have a big payroll, and do they need as many staff as they have over there? I don't know.
Okay. And sir, in terms of central services pay a lot of essential things. Some of what they pay for is like insurance. There's all sorts of insurance we need. There are legal fees that you just, not necessarily being sued or anything, but just legal fees to do stuff. There are people who have to be paid to make sure that the licenses are still there. There are various things related to the licenses that have to be done, and people get paid to do that. And there's just a whole bunch of stuff. Now, the issue here is the, Pacifica is based on accrual accounting, which means you say in your budget, well, we're going to put $1,000 in the budget for widgets. And then you go ahead and you just put that in. Well, that's not an actual. If you look in there and the actual says we only got spent $100 for widgets. Well, you should know that, but that comes in an actual, what we call the actuals. And we're not getting an income statement like that. Everything is accruals, allegedly, these days. So we do need to get better information. Now, the thing is, I was thinking to post that thing I'm talking about, but I can't because it's not been released. But if you look at these things, the income statements should be reflecting that. And this one here says that WBAI is in the red, and I don't know. I think I probably better not get into all the stuff that's in there, but we're not getting actuals, the cash actuals. We need to know cash flow, at least, and we're not getting that.
Paul, can I get a question?
Go ahead. Yeah.
You got 3:30. There's 3:30 left. I'll say one-minute question. You can give me 2 minutes of answer. I think what Kay is talking about, and what I've always come to these meetings for, is something called transparency. What you just said about accrual and actual, nobody ever explained that to me. I don't really study economics or, actuary science or whatever you want to call it. But that's a technical term. What you're saying is they're proposing this, but they're not really telling us the actual numbers, I guess, if we don't get a profit and loss. That's what I think it all meant when people that understood this stuff better than I talked about it.
Basically.
Yeah. I want to go back to what my question or what the 1-2 that Kay just hit you with raises the only question I would ask besides what she asked, which is it seems that we're finally getting some transparency with KPFA's finances, if Pacifica watches that. But Kay's second question about the idea of central services, I think it goes to the cost, Kay. They mismanaged WBAI in California. Maybe we're not on the stream, so you don't have to hear me say it. But they mismanaged WBAI's economic circumstances in New York City for 25, 35 years. And the millions of dollars that was accrued, I believe that's the proper term that I think it means, over years and years and years of running on their transmitter that exploded, and then they had to give money from when they sold the building, and that guy in California keeps saying, you guys owe us $9 million! And he will be the finance chair if our Paul isn't in the future. Hope that's not a violation, our Paul. I could vote for who I want, right? I believe Kay's talking about transparency and lack of transparency on the part of the Pacifica Network and the various different, entities or businesses within the Pacifica Network umbrella. So is the national office efficient, is what Kay asks. And I would ask, how come we don't ever get no transparency if there's millions of dollars and we're 50,000 or 80,000 in the red every month or whatever it was? Goodbye. Thank you.
All right. There are a bunch of things there. One, I sort of explained accrual. Accrual is this is how much we're going to budget for whatever the thing is. We're going to say this much is coming in for revenue, that much is being paid out for whatever, and that's how that works. But actuals are your cash flow. How much money actually came in? How many bills did we pay? What amount of money did we pay for which items in the bills? And so that's the difference there. We are lacking the cash flow information, which an income statement, a real one, would surely tell us.
In physics, we have this word called OPEG. So therefore, the finances of the Pacifica Network, at least from the Finance Committee of New York City WBAI, is OPEG, not transparent. If we don't have an idea about cash flow in and out from this business, this station, WBAI, and other stations, A now finally puts their money under the umbrella and they can look at transparency. The opposite of transparency is OPEG.
It's Jack, like you were wanting me to answer your question, weren't you?
Transparency. Talk
you were wanting me to answer your question, weren't you? But you're jumping on me and interrupting me. Please don't do that.
Move to extend 2 minutes, Paul.
Let me extend 5 minutes, Jen, so we can also cover James Sagerson's question, because he's had his hand raised for a long time.
Okay. I'll make it 5. Okay. Okay. Motion is to extend the time for this by 5 minutes. Is there any objection to extending the time for this item by 5 minutes? Hearing none, it's extended for 5 minutes, and I make it 1939. Okay, so to answer Jack's thing there, basically what's happening is transparency is suffering greatly in Pacifica because we're not seeing enough information. I talked about the NFC not getting all of its work done if we're going to go monthly instead of bi-monthly. And transparency also suffers there too. You ask a question and you might have to wait a month for an answer. So, you know, you could do what? Ask 12 questions a year, maybe? I don't know. But the thing is...
That's a good one, Arpo. I like that one. I'm going to write that one out of my notebook.
Please do that. All right, and so I think I've answered your questions. I can't tell right now. But next we have James Sagerton, and after that I'm going to have to do some business. So, James Sagerton, you have the floor.
Thank you, Chair. Arpal, I want to compare your understanding with my own. Let's see if I've got this right. About this $7,000 assessment that's being made. I understood the national, executive director to say that this assessment was going out against all the stations. Just short answer. Is that what you understood?
Yeah.
Okay. So now some of the stations are still paying central services, but they're paying an additional $7,000 on top of their central services. So I guess if we're not paying the central services, even though we're paying this extra amount, it wouldn't be appropriate to apply it against central services because it's an additional fee that everybody is paying. So it's not like they're taking something from us that they're not taking from other people and applying it where central services would normally go. It's a separate thing that's being applied to everyone. So yeah, it becomes a separate thing. Is that your understanding?
Yes, that's my understanding. However, I also think that central services, the concept is that they pay for everything. Now, I know that hold on a second. Something just popped up on my computer. I got to kill it. All right. What is it? Oh, boy, that really took my mind off what I was doing. My understanding is that really the original concept was the central services fees would pay for everything, including this kind of thing, the audits, but the elections are always budgeted. In years when we don't have elections in Pacifica, there's no budget item for elections. So, yeah, I guess elections are always a separate thing, and they're budgeted one way or another. Now, I guess they're just saying, the hell with it, we won't take that out of central services this time, we'll just force everybody to pay for it. And I'll say, somebody's rubbing something on their microphone or something. I wish they'd stop that. So the deal is that we are not getting enough information. This is a theme we've had for a while here, not getting enough information. And that's basically it. We're not getting enough information and they're accounting for it, in a not so clear way, put it that way. All right. Does that answer your question?
Yeah. I might just come back a little bit on it. I agree with what you're saying. It does answer the question. And I guess I didn't get a clear answer on the National Finance Committee or from the executive director about why we weren't getting a central services credit for this extra $7,000 they were taking from us for what otherwise would normally be a central services matter, taken out of central services. So I had to repeatedly ask, why aren't we going to get a credit for that? And nobody really ever clearly explained it to me. I think I figured it out on my own, and you just confirmed your understanding is the same as mine. So I'm good. Thank you.
Okay. All right. I got to do a little bit of business right here. And let me get to this. Okay. While attendees at any WBAI meeting are not required to identify themselves, anyone who wants to become a member of the committee must... Jack, please turn that off. Must sign the sign-in sheet at 3 consecutive committee meetings in order to become a member. It is the policy of the WBII Local Station Board that for the Local Finance Committee, that the sole criterion for establishing attendance at meetings to become a member of the Local Finance Committee shall be the signing in on the official sign-in sheet for that meeting. For these electronic meetings, it is sufficient that the prospective member let the chair know their name and that they are present during the meeting. The PNB has passed a motion that, quote, only those affiliated for voting purposes with a particular local station and only that local station may serve as voting members of a committee of that local station board. Okay, with that having been said, is there anybody on this call who would like to give me their name so that they can start becoming a member? Okay, I hear none. So there we go. And I'm going to go back and call. Okay, now Allie Murphy isn't here. Is Michael D.D. White here? No. All right. Had to make sure of that. Okay, the next thing. Well, if nobody had, okay, that ends the treasurer's report too. So, the next thing we have is set next meeting date. So we'll go to that. And.
Oh, Paul, how much time?
5 minutes.
From now.
Okay. I'm going to move. We meet next on. Where is it? Okay, there it is. We meet next on Wednesday, July 15th. Okay. So the motion on the floor is that we meet next on Wednesday, July 15th. Is there any debate on that motion? Is there any objection to adopting that motion to meet next on July 15th at 7 p.m. and all of that? Hearing none, it's passed without objection. The next item on the agenda is new business. Okay. So, does anybody
can you
have...
see the hands? James has his hand up again.
Okay. 1 second. I'll get to everybody here. Okay, James Sagerton, go ahead. James,
No, I'm sorry, Paul. I didn't have anything. That must be a legacy. Sorry.
Okay. Anybody have any new business for the committee? Hearing none. Anybody want to make a motion to adjourn?
So moved, James.
Okay. The motion to is... Wow, my computer is so slow right now. Okay, the motion is to adjourn. Is there any objection to adjourning at this time? Hearing none. The motion is passed without objection. And we've had a meeting. All right. Thank you all. And this time I will note the general manager didn't even write at all ever to tell me he wasn't coming. I wrote to him and asked if he was coming. He didn't write to me. And
Paul?
Yeah.
I know this isn't new business. And since there's still 2 minutes left.
No. We adjourned. The meeting is over.
Jack.
Yeah, I know, Jack.
I understand that, but you don't have to speak officially. You can just speak as a member of the WBAI family. I think things are becoming pretty much intentional.
Can I ask that we stop the recording and the transcription if we're
well,
adjourned the
before
meeting,
you do that?
Continue talking.
No, good night,
Paul,
good
did you get
you.
My?
Good night, Paul.
Paul, this
yes.
is Noel.
Yes.
Did you get my name during roll call?
Yes, I did.
Okay, perfect. I hope all's going well with you. I too believe that the meetings seemingly are, the absences from the meetings seem to be a statement. I won't, you know, I'll go that far.
Yeah.
And, it's not much to be done, apparently.
Very hard to do stuff when nobody has information and enough information. And, even the, Chair of the NFC has complained about not getting enough financial information. So, what's happening with the national office?
Yeah, I am shocked to hear that there's $170,000 in back tower rent. If I remember from listening to updates and stuff previously, it may have been under previous management. I thought we had cleared that.
We had. We then didn't pay it for more months.
Okay.
Because remember, what just got paid off was the oldest bill, which was October of 2025. So we have November and December of 25, and so far all of 26, and they're all in arrears. So, yeah, it's a problem.
So when we were hearing about all of this union money coming in, it essentially was filling a hole that had already occurred, and I find it hard to believe that we're going to be able to get $170,000 from our listeners who have been put through quite a bit in terms of trying to support us on the previous tower matter. But it is what it is, I guess.
Yes. As I said, I've been through these before under various managements and in various transmitter tower places. And you can raise it. You really have to really go pitching. They're going to take us off the air if you don't give money. And it works and people pay. But the next time we go to an ordinary thon for ordinary bills, people say, well, you know, I've already sent some money in. So there's that. And you get donor fatigue and it's a big problem.
I just wanted to mention, I think that he knew this problem was coming along, and he, instead of the last fundraiser being for only $120, it should have been for $120 plus $170. So 290, you know, but,
I've made the point for, maybe a year or more now that, the goals that are being set for the thons, for the on-air fundraisers, don't really work well, because according to what the general manager has said the station costs, he says it costs, off the top of my head, 70 to 75 grand a month to run. And so if you then do $120,000 as your goal, that means you're funding under 2 months of the station. Mm-hmm. So that would mean that, you know, if you do one in January, you could coast through February, I suppose, but then you got to do another one in March, maybe at the end of February. You got to do one in March at least. And then it keeps going like that. And yeah, we don't have, we mostly have money coming in via the on-air fundraisers, and it's a problem that we don't really get enough from that. Now, the unions are, you know, kicking in money, and management is hoping that WBAI will be allowed to pitch specifically through like union newsletters and stuff to the union membership, but the thing is, that hasn't happened yet. If we could pitch to the union membership and say, hey, we put all this union stuff on the air, you should support us and you can listen, that might help. I don't know if it's going to solve all the problems, but it might help. But the thing is, it isn't happening yet. And what we're getting right now for revenue isn't enough. Again, through February, FY26 was in the red. And that's about that. All right. I think.
Thank you. This is Matt.
Yeah, Matt.
This is Matt. Yeah. Just a comment. We've been starting now new policy. Bob has instituted sending tote bags to BAI buddies.
Right.
Now, I work with Ed Fanning, and he's got 12 people that became buddies. So I'm working on getting the tote bags in the mail. I have to make phone calls, get addresses, et cetera, et cetera. So now we don't have the same infrastructure. And I used to work closely with Chris and Bertolt. You know, the stamps.com machine to print postage, it crashes, it does this, it does that. And I could call Chris, who could just remotely fix it. And then I could get on my way, continue. So we don't have that now. So it's a little bit of an issue. But so far, it's only about 12 tote bags to go out. So to give more of these things, start using more of them. If we got educational materials, that would be good. But we have to, I need more of a backup. So we don't know how much is coming in the mail, checks. We don't know. I used to see car donation services, sometimes a couple of $1,000. We don't hear anything about that. What's happening with that? And then there's the unions. And then what Ed Fanning gets via phone calls. So I really don't know how much is coming from where. So that is an issue.
Yes. Yeah, that is a big issue for BAI. And I think we've discussed that a couple times. All right. I don't think I can shut down the meeting.
I just want to thank Matt for all the volunteer work he's doing, has done through all the years.
Yes, thank you, Matt.
Yeah,
and anyone else who has done it. And I just want to mention also, if you're going to buy a roll of stamps, do it this month because the price goes up next month.
Oh, again?
Yep.
All right. Well, I guess I don't have the ability to shut down the meeting, which is what I would usually try to do at least. But what I can do here is go away.
So we can all just leave.
Yes, I'm going to leave, and we'll just leave it hanging, and it will eventually get shut down by Otis. All right, so good night, everyone. See you next month.
Good night. Thank you.
Good night.
Thanks, everyone. Good night, our phone.
Good night, pleasant dreams.